The scream of a house alarm woke me. Again. If anyone had said that the seniors' neighborhood in Williamsville, Tennessee was a hotbed of crime, I'd have rolled my eyes. Unfortunately, 3 of the past 8 nights had included alarms, sirens, or shouts, and I was starting to think that I'd moved into a horrible neighborhood. The clock showed 4:48 a.m. as I stumbled to my feet, sheets tangled around me like they were actively trying to keep me in my nice, soft bed. It was too early to be awake. Again. I was glad no one was getting injured in these break-ins, but I was still irritated at the repeated disruptions of my sleep. I didn't understand why they'd started happening, and my grandmother's theories seemed to fluctuate between bad luck and bad seeds. As I opened my bedroom door, my grandmother stepped into the hallway. "Are you okay?" I asked, more out of habit than worry. Grandma Maureen seemed impervious to harm, even when she was caught off guard. It was one of the many reasons I wanted to be more like her when I eventually figured out how to grow up. "Always," she said. Her voice was as firm as it had been when she was terrifying classrooms full of high school students. Age hadn't worn her edges down. I sometimes thought that the popular culture images of sweet old grannies with knitting needles were her precise what-not-to-be role models. If she ever hung a picture of one of those fictional grandmothers with a big red slash through it, I wouldn't be at all shocked. "The sheriff needs to get off his oversized posterior," my grandmother announced. Her robe was already belted, and her house slippers poked out from under the hem. "Did you already call him?"
"Of course, dear."
She patted my arm.
"Go ahead and crawl back in bed. I have this under control."
I wanted to. I really did. Unfortunately, I am my grandmother's granddaughter. On the upside, that meant I was far more like her than like either of my nitwit parents. They weren't bad people. They just both seemed so caught up in their own drama that I wasn't entirely sure they'd noticed when I'd moved from Oregon to Tennessee last month. They'd obviously figured it out by now, but they weren't exactly dialed in on the parenting thing. They never had been. Grandma Maureen had been my role model when I was a kid, and even though I'd turned 20 this past summer, I still thought she was the coolest woman I'd ever met. She was fierce and organized, no matter what went on around her. I almost felt sorry for the sheriff. Almost. He'd done next to nothing about the rash of break-ins and weird vandalism in the neighborhood. Most of the neighbors were senior citizens. They all lived in tiny houses and on fixed incomes. There was no reason this neighborhood would be targeted. There were wealthier areas of town. Not by much, but still. It made no sense to target the seniors. Were the thieves in dire need of walkers, hearing aids, and discount coupons? Did they supply black market demand for geraniums? It didn't make sense.
"Put the kettle on if you're not going back to bed,"
Grandma Maureen ordered when she realized I was still standing in the hallway. I shuffled to the kitchen to do as I was told. This whole thing was becoming a routine of late. Alarms, middle-of-the-night conversations with the police, and the seniors in the kitchen drinking tea and discussing the latest event. It was getting ridiculous, but at least no one had gotten hurt. The increasing fear was that the vandalism and break-ins would escalate. While my grandmother was outside gesticulating wildly at the sheriff, who looked more intimidated than usual, I poured the boiling water from the kettle into the well-used teapot. As I did so, I looked out the tiny window. In the street, illuminated by the one remaining streetlight, were 2 bikers. One looked to be around my mother's age, but the other appeared to be not much older than me. Both men wore the sort of black leather jackets with patches that I'd seen on most of the bikers around Williamsville. I didn't typically pay a lot of mind to bikers, but whenever I'd visited my grandmother over the years, I'd seen them, and I'd continued to see them regularly since I moved here. They'd always seemed polite or not particularly interested in me. In all, they didn't make me nervous, but that didn't mean I loved the idea of them, or any stranger, around my grandmother, especially with all the crimes lately. I put the teapot on the table, grabbed a sweater from one of the hooks by the door, and went outside. Just because she could take care of herself didn't mean she should have to. My companionship and support were among the few things I felt like I could contribute. She took me in, supported me, loved me, listened to me. and I mostly took up space and tried not to be a burden.